Our Old Testament reading this morning was part of the story of God's call to Moses to lead the Israelites out of their slavery in Egypt into the promised land, a rich and fertile land. But Moses doesn't want to obey God's call, and he finds various reasons why he shouldn't be the person to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And he comes up with various excuses. And I think we can be sympathetic with Moses, because Egypt is a very strong and powerful nation. And if things go wrong, then the Egyptian pharaoh or king is going to exercise his wrath and retribution upon the Israelites and probably put Moses himself to death. So Moses is frightened. He's overawed. He simply doesn't want to do what God's called him to do. But in the story, God answers all Moses' questions, doubts, and fears. And God says to Moses that he will be with him to guide, help, and strengthen him. Now, I suspect that there are some Christians, maybe many Christians, who find themselves in the position of Moses. God calls them to do something, and they find various reasons why they shouldn't do it. Now, of course, God isn't going to call us to do something as momentous as lead his people out of their slavery in Egypt. But he will call us to some acts of service, some large, some small. And so, how should we respond? Well, let's look at how Moses responded and how Moses came up with various reasons why he couldn't do what God was asking him to do. And the first reason that Moses gives God is his own sense of inadequacy. He says, "And who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God replies to Moses that, "I am with you. I will be there to encourage, guide, and strengthen you in this task." In other words, Moses wasn't to do it in his own strength, but rather in the strength of God. And there's a good side to Moses' sense of inadequacy, because it shows his humility. He wasn't arrogant or conceited. He didn't have too high an estimation of his status and his abilities. But on the other hand, we can have a false sense of our humility and use that as an excuse to get out of what God wants us to do for him. Remember, the risen Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Go forth to every nation and teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of time." Now, Moses' second reason for not doing what God wanted him to do was that he says to God, Well, the Israelites will ask me, and who has called you? Who has sent you? And so the Lord says to Moses, tell them, I am Jehovah, the God of their forefathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent you. In other words, Moses was to say to the Israelites that it was the God whose power and love and guidance has been with them in the past, who will be with them in the present to lead them. And today, as we share the gospel with other people, people might ask us about the character and the nature of God. And so we say to them, well, he's the God that you see in the life and ministry, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' life, that is where we most clearly see God. But Moses wasn't finished. He had a third difficulty. And he said to God, well, the Israelites won't believe me. They won't listen to me. They will say to me, the Lord did not appear to you. And so God says to Moses, well, do these signs or miracles before the people. And God gave Moses three signs to do before the people. The first one would be that God would turn Moses' staff into a snake and then back to a staff. The second one would be that God would make Moses' arm diseased and then heal it. And if the Israelites still weren't convinced, then God would turn a pool of the river Nile into a pool of blood. And God did those first two miracles there and then in the presence of Moses to assure him of what he would do. In the same way, when we try to share the gospel with other people, they may say, well, we don't believe you. How can we believe you? Well, we can then point to the miracles of Jesus, his healing miracles, and above all, the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And right at the end of John's gospel, we are told that the signs or the miracles were done so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and through our faith in him, possess life. But of course, people still may not believe us. Then we've got to remember, we are not responsible for people's response to the gospel. Our responsibility is simply to declare it. But Moses isn't finished yet. He comes up with a fourth difficulty. And he says to the Lord, well, Lord, I'm a poor speaker. I'm slow and I'm hesitant. And so God says to him, well, I will tell you what to say, and I will help you with your speech. And some of us may feel the same as Moses, that we're not learned or articulate, and we wouldn't be able to express our faith very well or very clearly. And I've sympathy with that, because when I was a child, I used to stutter a bit, and sometimes even now, my speech perhaps isn't as clear and as fluent as other people. But God assures Moses that he will help him with the content of what he's going to say, and also his manner of saying it. And we perhaps need to remember that a simple and sincere statement of the Christian faith may be more influential with people than a learned and articulate talk by a good speaker. What matters is that we say what God wants us to say. And the final difficulty that Moses comes up with is that, well, he doesn't really want to lead the Israelites out of Egypt anyway. He says, "No, Lord, please send someone else." Well, by this time, the Lord has got really angry with Moses. And he says, "I've chosen you. You are going to do it." But he adds that he will also give him his brother Aaron to help him. And Aaron is to particularly help Moses with his speech. And like Moses, maybe the excuses that we come up with not obeying God's call are simply because the bottom line is that we don't want to do it. We remember God's call to the prophet Isaiah. God said, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for me?" And Isaiah replied, "Here am I, send me." And just as the Lord gave Moses Aaron to help him, well, so we have our fellow Christians to help us in the Christian life and in Christian service. One of the purposes of the church is for Christians to encourage one another and help one another in the Christian life and faith. Now, God calls Moses to lead the Israelites out of their slavery in Egypt into the promised land, a rich and fertile land. And Moses comes up with all sorts of excuses why he can't do it. And, well, if God calls us, maybe we too come up with reasons why we can't serve him. Maybe we say we're too old, or we're too young, or we're too busy, or we don't think that we have the necessary abilities. Or maybe we argue that what little we can do wouldn't be worthwhile. But we need to lay aside all our excuses and remember that God is there to help us, to guide and strengthen us, and to work through us. I believe that all Christians can contribute something in God's service and to the building up of God's kingdom. Edmund Burke once said, Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little. There's a story of an older man walking along a beach at dawn, and in front of him was a young man who was throwing starfish from the beach back into the sea. And the old man caught up with the young man and he said, "What are you doing?" And the young man said, "Well, I'm throwing starfish into the sea." You see, later on, when the sun rises and becomes hot, if the starfish are left on the beach, they will be toasted by the sun and die. And the old man replied, "But there's miles of beach and millions of starfish. What difference can you make?" And the young man looked at the one starfish in his hand, threw it into the sea, and said, "It makes a difference for that starfish." God calls all Christians to some service in his name. And we may not feel that we can do it, but we need to remember that God will give us the abilities, the confidence that we need, and other people to help us. And above all, God will be present with us to guide and strengthen us. Moses' first excuse for not leading the Israelites out of Egypt was, "Who am I?" He expressed his own sense of inadequacy. And God's reply was, "I am with you." When God calls us, God also empowers us. Amen.